This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. After 2 years after arriving to a community filled with the hopeful and the doubtful, Rivian received an enthusiastic reception over the weekend in Uptown Normal. The electric automaker showed off 3 vehicles and invited job seekers to apply at its manufacturing plant. WGLT's Ryan Denham was there.
Rivian founder and CEO R.J. Scaringe spoke to hundreds in attendance after showing off his vehicles to Governor J.B. Pritzker.
But enjoy the weather, enjoy the time with our team. We're certainly enjoying being here with you, and we're really excited about everything that's in front of us here. Thanks.
Crowds hovered around the 3 vehicles that were scattered around Uptown Circle, including a new blue version of Rivian's electric pickup. One of those in the crowd was Victor Ramirez, who worked for the Mitsubishi plant before it closed and was later sold to Rivian. He's spent the past few years doing maintenance on thousands of recalled Volkswagen cars that have been parked outside the plant. But that job is over now, and he came to Uptown Normal on Sunday looking for a job at Rivian.
I want to do everything because I do everything for Mitsubishi. I was driving a forklift, working in a paint shop, body shop, engine assembly, and I work all over the plant. So I figured I qualify for any job.
He had to say goodbye to a lot of coworkers when Mitsubishi closed in 2015. They were like family, and some of them had been rehired when Rivian bought the plant in 2017. Ramirez says he was thrilled when he heard about Rivian.
It's awesome. They're going to bring a lot of jobs for a lot of people here. So this, the economy is going to keep, you know, booming and blooming to normal. And it's good for us, and it's good for everybody.
For most people in the crowd, it was their first opportunity to see Rivian's vehicles in person. When Rivian won millions in local and state tax breaks in late 2016, there was no publicly available vehicle to look at, or even a drawing of one. Rivian's launch vehicles, an R1T pickup and R1S sport utility vehicle, were not unveiled until the LA Auto Show in November 2018. Now Rivian has around 130 employees in Normal, and it previously said it plans to hire at least 1,000 workers by 2024. R.J. Scaringe says the first vehicles are expected to be on the road by late 2020.
And as the facility starts to get into full volume production, we're talking about thousands of jobs.
Scaringe gave Pritzker a one-on-one tour of the vehicles. Illinois, after all, is a Rivian investor. It's pledged up to $49 million in EDGE state tax credits if Rivian meets certain hiring and investment thresholds. The Rivian failed to meet its 2018 benchmarks to qualify for those tax breaks. Pritzker says he expects Rivian to become one of the largest car companies in the world.
I'm thrilled, though, also for the people of Normal and for Illinois, that we have manufacturing that's reviving in our state, and this is advanced manufacturing with an advanced vehicle that's the leader in the world.
Pritzker says investing in higher education, like Illinois State University, was important to ensure Rivian has the workforce it needs.
That talent is replenishable, and it means that for companies like Rivian that are going to have a century-long and more future ahead of them, they know that if they come to Illinois, they'll be able to get the people that they need.
Scaringe says the former Mitsubishi workers were a major selling point when he decided to buy the plant for $16 million, a relative bargain.
And the people that we saw that had worked at this facility, that had in many cases been part of you know, bringing the facility up, you know, for its first vehicles in the early 1990s, to then running it, to then having to go through the pain of shutting it down, and to see the energy that they had about the idea of bringing it back to life, you can't buy that. You can't buy that kind of passion.
Rivian was taking resumes during Sunday's event. Hiring will ramp up in the next 6 to 8 months, according to Matt Tall, vice president of manufacturing at Rivian. He moved to Normal about 10 months ago with his wife and now leads both plant operations and advanced manufacturing here. He says they've spent months demolishing the old equipment that Mitsubishi used to build cars, re-engineering and retooling the plant to make room for larger trucks, SUVs, and those 100,000 Amazon delivery vans that Rivian will produce as well. He says Rivian's batteries will also be made Normal, and that equipment will start to be installed in December or January.
So obviously building 100,000 Amazon vehicles brings a different dynamic because of the size. So the sheer size of the vehicle is significantly larger than trucks. So you have to upsize everything in paint as well as through your body shop. But it's been done in the past before, and so we'll have a careful plan and be ready.
Tall says hiring is going reasonably well. Several jobs in Normal are now posted on Rivian's website, including maintenance technician, battery manufacturing engineer, facilities engineer, packaging engineer, and quality assurance. He says among the most important jobs are going to be the 500 to 600 team members who will be doing actual assembly work. Other than job seekers, Sunday's event attracted hundreds of curious community members and travelers who wanted to see Rivian's vehicles up close. Among them were friends Matthew White and Brendan Fraley, who both work at State Farm. White studied renewable energy at Illinois State University. He says he's blown away by the vehicle's ability to add 200 miles of range in just 30 minutes of charging, and by the full cookout setup that was affixed to the R1T pickup just off Uptown Circle.
I hate to speak to Elon Musk, but this might blow him out of the water here. They're going to have quite a bit of competition. I'm excited to see them grow, and it's going to be great for the community as well. It really is.
Fraley also has high hopes.
I mean, it's going to boost the economy, substantially. And once that does, maybe the cost of living goes up a little bit, that's also going to force other departments, for us to get a raise too. So, it makes everybody more competitive, which, raises everybody's pay over time. So, with all the jobs that Mitsubishi cut, this is just going to replace it. And I think it's going to be honestly better just because this is a higher market.
Normal Town Council member Kimberly Cummings says it was a very, very exciting day. Her predecessors on the council are the ones who approved local tax breaks for Rivian. She acknowledged that Rivian's stealthy arrival and limited sharing of information early on bred some skepticism.
As they're evolving and they're changing, and then they're being more open to the community and understanding, we're more of a family type of situation here that they feel like they can share. As you can see today, they have their vehicles out here. It leads people to stop having the skeptical thoughts and ideas and understand and embrace who they are and that they are a part of our community.
State Representative Dan Brady was one of several elected officials in the crowd Sunday. He says there's even more the state can do to support Rivian, like better road infrastructure around the plant, like West College Avenue, which will be needed so Rivian can move its product.
Well, there's going to be infrastructure needs. There's going to be, obviously, getting those vehicles to a purchase price that folks can obtain and afford is something we want to see. But I mean, certainly every step continues to be positive, and this is the kind of thing that the community was, I think, very hungry for.
Kevin Whitehouse of Normal stopped by Sunday just to check out the vehicles. He's aware of the price tag too. The R1T pickup starts at $69,000 and the R1S starts at $72,000. Whitehouse says he's been following Rivian, including the recent multi-million dollar investments from Ford and Amazon.
We're certainly embracing the fact that they're in town, and I think it's wonderful. Yeah. And obviously Ford and Amazon think so too. And let's see what happens. I wish them the best.
You can see a photo gallery from Sunday's event at our website, wglt.org.